Hi, you're listening to Habits into Health, and this is Michael Ann Conley. I'm your host. This show is all about helping you become healthier and happier by changing problem habits into healthy behaviors. In today's show, we're going to take a common concept, two words that are thrown around a lot, letting go, and we're going to make it real, because from the Habits into Health perspective, concepts, which are mental constructs, really emerge from bodily experience. In the past, I've invited you to practice along with me during the podcast, and I hope that you're taking this into your own life as a living exercise. Let me know how this is going for you by coming to habitsintohealth.com and submitting a comment. I wonder what's working for you. What are you learning or reminding yourself about? What isn't working? Let me know. You can keep your comments anonymous or ask me not to post it at all. We moderate all submissions because no one wants to read spam or messages that don't come from an attitude of growth and learning. Now, before we discuss our topic, let's tune in to our sensory experience. This is our regular feature in Habits into Health because we say, let your body lead so your mind doesn't have to. This is a chance to take a moment, step back from thinking about things that are going on outside, and step into being with what's happening inside. You can apply these practices to any habit, habits that you like or habits that you don't, or to any aspect of your life. Satisfaction in life comes from self-regulation, and you regulate yourself every time you eat, when you think before you speak, when you make decisions about whether to rest or be active, and when you go to sleep and when you wake up. So many aspects of our existence involve processes that have become routine, and we don't pay any attention to them, at least not until problems show up. If you're listening now because problems have shown up, well, you're not alone. And you don't have to be alone in moving forward either. The Habits into Health process supports you in developing a different skill set that puts attention where you want it to be. And that's with you in charge of your habits, not the other way around. In the long run, the goal is to be attentive before problems show up as much as possible. Self-regulation involves action, and action starts at the smallest level, before thought. In our exercises that we do, I invite you to take a few minutes to be attentive to what's going on physically. And when you do that, you're tapping into an inner level of bodily experience, and that's the basis for any change in behavior. So let's try today's practice. I invite you to hold on to something with a hand. If you're driving, it might be your steering wheel. If you're on a bike, could be the handle. Maybe you're sitting and you have a pencil or a pen in your hand. Or perhaps you don't have anything nearby, so you can take one of your hands and hold on to the other hand, or an arm, or a part of your clothing. Just hold on. And notice, what are you doing here to hold on? And I mean that in some very concrete kinds of ways. At least at the first level, which is just to notice how you're using your hand to hold on. And you might think in terms of a continuum. Are you holding lightly? Or are you gripping? Make no judgment either way. Just notice. The first step is noticing. Now, I'm going to invite you, if you're on the gripping side, to grip a little bit more. And if you're on the loose side, loosen a little more. And just notice what you do differently to organize this change, to make this change happen. You are literally a shapeshifter. You are shifting the shape of your hand as you hold on. Tune into that. So grip a little more or loosen a little more. And then bring it back to the vicinity of where you started. And just notice, well, how did you do that? What actually occurred? Did something happen in your thumb? Did you do something in your fingers? Was there a difference in how you make contact with the palm of your hand? Now, I'm going to invite you to do this again. If you're on the gripping end of the continuum, grip a little bit more. And if you're on the loosening end of the continuum, loosen a little more. I'm actually inviting you to do what you're doing more, rather than trying to get rid of what you're doing. This is a part of the Habits into Health process. Now, as you do this more, just notice, not just in your hand, but notice in the rest of you. What's happening anywhere else in the vicinity, say in your wrist or up your arm? Maybe up into your neck or your back? You might notice something going on in your little toe, which geographically is pretty far away from your hand most of the time. Just notice how you're using yourself in order to engage in holding on. And then undo that. And notice what that means. You're undoing gripping or you're undoing loosening. That's kind of curious, isn't it? Most of the time, we don't pay attention. And I don't even like that phrase, pay attention. We're not attentive to these things. We think nothing of them. And yet we walk through our days every day, holding on in some ways that are good and in some ways that are not so helpful. So take a deep breath and let's, you know, have you just continue to notice how you're holding on as we continue with today's topic. First, I want to have a little station identification, as they say in broadcast land, to remind you that you're listening to Habits into Health. And my name is Michael Ann Conley. I am the host of this podcast. And I invite you to visit my website, habitsintohealth.com, where you can comment anonymously or publicly about a specific podcast or anything else on the website. You can also subscribe to our latest updates or click links to follow the Habits into Health programs on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter. The main idea is if you want to start softening a problem habit so that it doesn't control you, you can start with a link that we have on the website and ask for a free self-assessment questionnaire. Find out if a habit has you. Now, today's topic is about letting go. And yet the exercise was about holding on. And they're related, aren't they? I mean, if you weren't holding on to something, what would you need to let go of? Stanley Kellerman is a pioneer who is shaping our human understanding of the body and has had a great influence on me. He has written, quote, "We are always losing and finding things, always breaking with the old and establishing the new." He writes this in his book, Living Your Dying. And he calls these everyday things that we go through little dyings, which he says are meant to teach us what our big dying may be like. Letting go is a little dying until our last breath, when the big letting go happens. So when, say, you're sitting in a class and you feel stressed out and you say, wow, I just really need to let go of something. I need to let go of what I'm thinking about. I need to let go of that. I need to stop thinking about what happened there. Do you ever really consider that the place where that thinking starts is with your body? Now, whether you believe that or not, I'm going to invite you now to consider something that you realize it's time to let go of. Now, it might be a habit. It could be a habit of mind, something that you habitually think about. It could be a behavior, something that you do all the time and it makes you unhappy, smoking, drinking, or any other behavior. It might be a relationship. It might be someone who you love who died, and you haven't quite let that go. So there's a grieving process. Just consider something in your life right now that you're holding on to. And you recognize that letting go is something that you want, but you maybe don't know quite how to do it. This is something that Stanley Kellerman talks about a lot. I've learned a lot from him over the years about this process, used it in my own life, and now it's one of the things that I share in Habits into Health. Now, as you consider this thing that you're holding on to, I invite you to find where that is physically. You might notice a part of you standing out. Maybe it's in your gut, or it's in your heart, in the area around your heart. Maybe you're gripping with a hand, as with the exercise, or with your jaw and your mouth, clenching. Maybe you're tight in your hips or your pelvis, or your toes are curled. And if you say, I'm thinking about what I'm holding on to, I'm holding on to an idea, and I'm excited about this idea, and I don't want to let it go, or I'm holding on to an idea and I really would like to let it go, but I don't know where that is physically. Well, then I invite you to reconsider and bring your attention to the area above your eyes, behind your eyes, around your eyes, and between your ears. Thinking doesn't just happen in our heads, but for starters, it's a good place to bring your attention to when you find yourself in thinking mode. Now, how do you know that you're holding on? You're not letting go. You know because you have a physical experience that mirrors whatever is going on in your mind, whatever you're thinking about. For my money, it's a heck of a lot easier, even though it's not a magic wand, it's a lot easier to find the physical and work through it that way. So if you find something that's physical, you can do something about it. So if you're tightening in your belly, tighten in your belly. Really be there. If you're clenching in your jaw, clench in your jaw. Be there. And then undo it. Undo what you're doing physically. At the very least, this is very practical, because even if you don't master making a connection between something that's mental or something you're holding on to and something physical, you can find a place that has something going on physically and put your attention there and just notice what happens. And if you find no place, take your hands and place them together and just press. Put your attention there. Or tighten your butt muscles, the gluteus max, just squeeze and then unsqueeze. There's an old exercise called the relaxation response that a lot of folks learned back in the 70s, where you just take a muscle group and you tighten it and then you release. One by another, tighten, release, tighten, release. And you'd be surprised, try this out on your own, how often, if you shift your attention to the physical act of tightening and releasing, something changes around what you're thinking. It may be temporary. I understand that. This is a practice. It doesn't just, like I said, it's not a magic wand. It doesn't just go away. You don't just let go all of a sudden. No, it's how you engage in the process, and the more you do it, the better you get at it. So I invite you this week to be in the question of what is it that I'm holding on to, and then notice what's happening physically. Bring your attention with intention to the physical. You don't have to just buzz around spinning in your head like a gerbil in a cage. You can bring it to the physical. And then whatever you're doing physically, do it a little bit more. Tighten it, then release. Or loosen it and undo the loosening. You can start from wherever you are and play with it. How we handle all of these small changes, how we let go of what we're holding on to, is a practice. As Kellerman says, it's a practice preparing us for how we enter the big letting go. Why not start practicing it now? None of us knows when the big letting go is going to happen. But if you engage in your changes with intention and in working with yourself and inviting yourself to explore and examine in a dedicated way, you may find some surprising results. That's certainly been the case for me. In Habits Into Health, we do start small, and we encourage kindness. It's a little bit easier to do when you start small. We're going to bring this episode to a close, and certainly if you want to know more, come to habitsintohealth.com and request a small self-assessment questionnaire. It won't take you very long to do, to discover more. That will also put you on my email list. I'm sending out an email newsletter now every couple of weeks in which I will remind everybody about the, you know, little top podcast topics that we have and write some other things that may be useful and helpful to you. This is Michael Ann Conley, and you have been listening to Habits Into Health. Just know I support you in turning those old habits around into healthy possibilities for your future. Thanks so much for joining me.